There's thousands pouring into the square today. This has been one of the days that the opposition has called as a big protest and big protest day. And there have been some fears in some quarters that the support might be waning, that people might be getting tired of the perpetual demonstrations, but there's certainly no evidence of it today. Even before lunch, there's thousands pouring into the square, and they're still coming in a steady flow. In the background, you can hear the chants of welcome as they march. People coming into the square march under an arch of Egyptian flags. And there have been, interestingly, a whole array today of people arriving. There was a group of young female school students who had, because their schools have closed, had come as a class and were marching around denouncing Mubarak. There's another group of women that were chanting, "Mubarak, you used to be head of the Air Force, now fly away." There's a man here dressed as a referee waving a red card with Mubarak's name on it. There is a lot of still determination here, I'd say, that he has to go, despite the political negotiations, despite various issues being discussed around the edge, the central demand that Mubarak must resign seems to still be drawing people out into the demonstration.
And how's the protest being handled by the army?
The army has a much lower profile today than in the past. It has been possible for foreign reporters to get into the square, even though technically they were acquiring an Egyptian press card that hasn't been issued, simply because the army has withdrawn from checking the identity cards of people entering the square. That's now being policed entirely by the demonstrators themselves, who are also checking people for weapons to make sure there's no violence. The army, I can see the tanks are still in the square and on the edge of the square, but the army's taking no active part in policing the demonstration, and there are far fewer soldiers or in evidence, and it's very, very much more relaxed.
And while this has all been going on, Omar Suleiman has been on state TV apparently calling for offering more concessions, just as you were explaining before, talking about a roadmap to a timetable to a peaceful, organized transfer of power, and he was talking about constitutional changes to limit the presidential terms. How do you think that kind of thing is going to go down?
Well, I think it will be seen as two things. One is, I would think it will be seen as further evidence of the weakness of the regime, and it will actually only embolden people here. They very much have a sense of a regime on the retreat. They feel that they've won. They're even talking, some of them, in terms of victory, and it's simply a matter of time now. But also, they will be frustrated that their central demand, that Mubarak go, and perhaps larger subsidiary demands, such as the fact that the parliament be dismissed because it was elected in less than credible elections last year, that those issues are not being addressed. So I think that the general view here is that there's incremental progress being made, that Suleiman's concessions in negotiations with the opposition are to be welcomed, but there seems a real determination here to stand firm for that central demand that Mubarak has to resign.
Yeah, I was just speaking to a protester who said that the longer we stay, the more we're going to get.
Yes, I think there's very much that attitude. A number of people I've spoken to today have spoken about this square now as liberated territory, as the first part of a new Egypt, and their attitude is that Mubarak no longer rules in this part of Cairo, and that this will simply spread beyond further and further. They are concerned at Omar Suleiman's role. He's a deeply sinister figure to most Egyptians because he headed the secret police, because he was instrumental in the whole oppressive state the past 30 years. But they feel that they have him on the back foot, and whilst they don't trust him, and while many of them would rather he weren't playing this role at all, they do sense a victory.
Okay, Chris, thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Okay.